Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Live from the Battery Atlanta's The Buck Belue Show, on the college football voice of the South, the home of the world champion Braves. The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Let them wow you. Listen on that smart speaker brought to you by South Point Financial, the mortgage professionals. 10 o'clock hour on The Fan. Sponsored by the Haug Barron Law Group. Nerney's ready. Road Dog Gillespie in the house with that new Georgia gear on. And I believe DT taking the typical Friday off. The weekend's almost here, folks, so take a deep breath, relax, and let's get it started.
Bucks Big Take.
Braves fans, we're in trouble. Can't you hear the alarms? Are the sirens going off? Might be time to start giving up on that division title thing and start putting your arms around the wild card. I know it's disappointing for some of you, but it is what it is. Acuña's back is tight. Olsen can't hit it with a boat paddle right now. Ozzie's out for the season. We can't run the bases effectively. Ranger Suarez is shutting us down. Talk about talk about a new low. Ranger Suarez is shutting us down. Even bloopers performance level has gone down. We're a game and a half back with 12 to play. So what's so bad about the wild card, you ask? Yeah, you're right. You've got a shot. But immediately you're a second-class citizen. There's no time to set up the rotation or rest the bullpen. The short series format can have you gone in 3 days. Yes, we still have a long shot chance of winning the East. But at this very moment, it doesn't look good.
It's over. We are screwed.
Mets fans are thrilled. Apparently, they've held off the Braves, looking at the way we're playing right now.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
The Braves do lose sometimes, and it's not fun to watch. Ranger Suarez shut us down last night. I mean, this is a new low. What in the world's going on? Well, at least they get to go to the White House on Monday. Tell you, I'm fired up about the weekend of college football, nerds. What do you say we bounce around? First one that comes to mind, no, not Georgia, Kent State. More on that coming up in a little bit. Man, I'm ready for Tennessee and Florida. Hungry for a win over the Gators. They have not seen a lot of that over the last two decades. Gators have whipped them 16 out of the last 17 times. Talk about dominating. But I do believe, and I'm leaning towards this at the end of the show for the pick of the week, Tennessee, a 10.5-point favorite in the matchup. And they've got a huge advantage at the quarterback spot. When you look at the quarterback mismatch that's going on, Hendon Hooker is dynamic. He's comfortable. He's extending plays. He's completing passes at a high level. Running that zone read with all that success. Man, he loves that zone read. Meanwhile, Anthony Richardson has been exposed as a raw passer of the football. Four interceptions last two games. What he is a glorified running back coming into this matchup. Confidence is shaky. Tennessee, though, looks like they're going to be without their big-time wide receiver, Cedric Tillman, who had 65 catches and 12 touchdowns last season. He is already dinged up, got hurt against Akron, limped off the field. And so he probably won't be available. But that said, this thing's looking like Tennessee may reverse the trend, as they say. Clemson and Wake Forest going at it. Here's the big key in that game. Clemson, a 7-point favorite. Sam Hartman, quarterback at Wake Forest. The big key in this game, can Wake Forest protect Sam Hartman? Can Clemson get heat on Sam Hartman? There's the rub. Wake Forest, to win this game, to stay in this game, to compete in this game, they've got to find a way to protect this guy. They don't protect him. Clemson wins big. No problem with that 7-point line. Now look back to last season. Clemson and Wake Forest in that game. Demon Deacons could not protect Sam Hartman. Four sacks in the first quarter of the game. Four. Clemson finished with seven sacks in the game. And as you know, Clemson's front four, one of the better ones out there in college football this season. Arkansas and Texas A&M. Hey, man, don't laugh. Don't make fun. This is a top 25 matchup here. The Hogs coming in at number 10.
Yes, sir.
Although it got a little dicey last week, Sam. My goodness. Down 17-0 to Missouri State. Then outscored them 38-10 the rest of the way. A&M a 2-point favorite in the ball game. Now, Arkansas's got a real problem here. I mean, this is sound the alarms out there in Arkansas. They've got a big problem in the secondary. They can't cover anybody. When you look at college football, pull up the pass defense statistic. And look who's at the bottom of the list. There are 130 teams. And Arkansas, 130th in pass defense. Talk about embarrassing. They're giving up 353 yards per game passing. How is that possible? A&M obviously going with a new quarterback here, Max Johnson, formerly of LSU. It's a new quarterback. Can he carve up this Hog secondary? Big question in the game. This game's going down at Jerry World, 7 o'clock matchup tomorrow night. And then you got Georgia Tech and UCF. A 4 o'clock kickoff down in Orlando. Talked about it earlier this week. The bounce house is what they're calling it at UCF. Holds about 48,000. And they start jumping up and down, man. That metal structure, steel structure, as Munson would have called it. That thing's giving a little bit. Be worried that thing's coming down. They say it's built right, though, although there was a lawsuit back in the day. Georgia Tech, we'll talk about them in a moment. Their morale can't be very good. Coach is talking a good game, but I don't see how in the world Georgia Tech is going to slow down John Rhys Plumlee, senior quarterback for UCF, formerly of Ole Miss. And he is just going crazy. So far this season, he's passing it 30 times a game. He's running it 15 to 20 times a game. It's jacket defense. You better lock it down, brother, or John Rhys Plumlee is going to have him a day that he won't forget.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
We'll hear from Collins coming up here in a little bit. Georgia, Kentucky, Kent State. weekend. Not really anything to be excited about there. Alabama taking on Vandy. That's going to be a bloodletting. Didn't that coach at Vandy back during SEC Media Day said that Vandy program capable of winning a championship? Are you kidding me? Hopefully these games are going to pick up a little bit once the bullcrap games get over with. Seems to be a lot more of those this year. And there's your Deep South college football bounce on the show. Yes, sir. Got a little high school football going on. We're going to go check out Brookwood tonight. South Forsyth, our team, taking on Brookwood. And hoping for the best there. Their record a little deceiving in that Brookwood's playing some of the top competition in the state and out of the state so far this year. And so looking forward to some high school football coming up later tonight. As a matter of fact, welcome to week six of the Friday Night Football powered by Georgia Power. We're all season long. We're going to bring you the best high school football action from around the state. Tune in to Extra 106.3, or you can download that Extra app and listen in for the Friday Night Football game of the week. This week, we've got Langston Hughes High. They made a run a year ago, taking on Douglas High at 7:30. You can tune in for all the live game coverage with Mooney, Ham, and Conkle. And then afterwards, or if you're going to a game afterwards, tune in to the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show with Steve West, Brandon Joseph. They've got scores from Metro Atlanta, plus around the state. Friday Night Football Game of the Week and the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show are powered by Georgia Power and presented by Truist, Marco's Pizza, the University of West Georgia, and Fox 5 Atlanta. So enjoy that high school football tonight. Coming back on the other side, talking about the Falcons and the challenge they face coming up Sunday in Seattle. Plus, we're going to chop it up. We got some issues going on with our Braves. And a Bulldog Roundtable, all to come. Glad you're with me. It's the Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Show here on Atlanta Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 on this gorgeous Friday here in Atlanta. Just a gorgeous day out there. Loving it. And holding out hope we're going to get a win on Sunday. We got the Falcons up in Seattle taking on the Seahawks. Can't say I'm real confident on that. But I am ready to talk Falcons today on the show, Nerney.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
All right, Dean Pease's defense, man, they got a pressure. They got a hit. They got a sack. Geno Smith on Sunday afternoon.
We're changing a culture around this daggone place.
Well, apparently not. Geno Smith, man, I tell you what, I got respect for this guy. I'm a total sucker for the person that has the perseverance story to tell, and Geno Smith has that. I mean, this guy could always sling it. I remember him slinging it around at the college level. And then he got into the National Football League, and he disappeared. I think this is his ninth year in the league. Now, he was totally undercover up in New York with the Jets for four seasons, I believe. Played with the Giants for a year, went out to L.A., played for the Clippers, the Chargers. I mean, totally undercover. This is third season in Seattle. And watching him in that season opening game for the Seahawks, man, he looked comfortable. Comfortable in the system, comfortable with personnel. And you look right now at the NFL QBR, and do you know where Geno Smith is at? Number 10. 10th, man. That's pretty impressive. One slot ahead of my quarterback, Marcus Mariota, who's 11th. And did you see the latest with Geno Smith? Coming off that first game, they spoke with him in the post game. They're on the field, and he said, and I quote, "They wrote me off. I ain't wrote back, Bo." And now Geno's trade, he's filed to trademark that comment. "They wrote me off. I ain't wrote back, Bo." Nerney might not be able to use that one anymore. Gonna have to get his thumbs up to be able to use that. So what are the chances we can get after Geno? Well, the Seahawks, they've got two rookie offensive tackles. Got Charles Cross, who they took with the 9th pick of the first round out of Mississippi State. He's been outstanding at left tackle. We passed on him. Get another one of those big receivers in here. They also took Abraham Lucas from Washington State, took him in round 3. Can we take advantage of those guys? I can't say I've got a lot of confidence in that. I mean, we got this kid we took high in the draft. Ebu Cady, right, Nerney? That's the pronunciation?
Ebu Cady.
Ebu Cady, yeah. Ebu Cady. He did have that one sack, but he hadn't done much. I mean, I'm hoping they might slide Grady Jarrett outside on the tackles and pass rush situations and get our best guy on one of these rookies. Just not real confident in Ebu Cady doing anything. Falcons right now 15th in the NFL with 5 sacks. Are you encouraged by that, Nerns? We're 15th in the NFL after being dead last the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, I'm encouraged by it for sure. I thought the first game against the Saints, I didn't know what to say about it. I was kind of stunned in silence seeing us actually get some pressure. But, yeah, I mean, you know, in a season like this, you're looking for the positives. I guess that's one of them.
Oh, looking for Ebu Cady to step up.
What's he got, a sack waiting and a half already?
One sack, I believe it is. Had that one where the quarterback fell into him. Falcons, too, another big thing, especially on the road, third down defense. They're 20th in the NFL, allowing a 43% conversion rate. That is not a good number. And I tell you what else is not good. Seahawks coming off a loss, so they're in bounce-back mode after looking good in week number 1. And they're playing at home. This has got to be the biggest and best home field advantage in all of the National Football League. Is there a better home field advantage than Seattle? I don't think so. So we're going to face a team that's highly motivated in front of a big-time crowd. We're not ready for that. A little surprise, though, Seattle only a 1-point favorite in the game. What is going on with that? 680 The Fan, Miller Lite, and Racetrack are giving you, that's right, you, the opportunity to win Atlanta Falcons tickets, tailgate grills, coolers, Falcons shirts, hats, and koozies. And the read says much, much more. Come say hi to the fan promo team and get registered for your chance to win Falcons tickets. And that would have that'd be today, 4-6 at Racetrack, 2645 Old Milton Parkway in Alpharetta, up in my neck of the woods. 2645 Old Milton Parkway today between 4 and 6 at the Racetrack. Your chance to win Falcons tickets. See full details, 680thefan.com/racetrack. You got to be 21 or older to win big here with 680 The Fan. All right, I'm ready to chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, Bravos, we've got a game two up in Philadelphia tonight. And it looks like a mismatch on paper. And I know these games aren't played on paper. But let's see. They're throwing their ace, Aaron Nola. And we've got Jake Odorizzi going, oh, Lord. Oh, good night, Odorizzi. We've lost two in a row, four of our last 10, which is not a good thing as we're trying to secure that division title. And here's the issue for us right now in September. We've got some guys that forgot how to hit. And it's not just any guys. It's our top guys. They're not swinging the bat right now. Talk about a terrible time to be trending down. We've got issues scoring runs. We've scored five runs and count them three games. 5-3. Folks, that's not going to win you many baseball games at any level. And you look at Swanson, Riley, and Olson. Look, you might not want to look at this unless you're brave. Swanson hitting .221 in September. Now, that may sound low, but compared to these other guys, that's really high. Riley hitting .225. What's going on, Austin? Come on, man. Then you got Olson. Lord, I'm afraid to even say his number. Should I say it? Should I say it, Nerns?
Yeah, he's getting paid well. Say it.
He's hitting .118 in September.
All right, maybe you shouldn't have said it.
What in the world? So you put Swanson, Riley, and Olson together. Those three big bats in the middle of this Braves lineup. Swanson, Riley, and Olson. We're hitting .188. Olson's hitting .118. The three of them combined, .188. And you want to know why my hopes of winning the division title have basically evaporated? There you go right there. Five runs in the last three games. Swanson, Riley, and Olson couldn't hit it with a tennis racket right now. And I'm not talking about the wooden one that McEnroe used to use. I'm talking about those big ones. We couldn't hit it with a boat paddle or a tennis racket, right? What is going on, man? This is not the way you want to be heading into the postseason. Come on, guys. Now, earlier this week, I had a three-point plan of how the Braves were going to run it back. So let's take a quick look back at what I was saying. All right, number one, Riley and Olson had to pick it up. They're fading. They had to pick it up. That's not looking good right now. Number two, Acuna's got to be a difference maker. Well, we saw some signs of that, and now his back is a little bit sore. You know, mine was a little bit sore earlier this week. I decided to go ahead and work, though. Flip a coin on Acuna, man. It's sort of a day-to-day thing with him. I mean, you show up, you're thinking, okay, man, the knee's all right. He's playing right field. Next thing you know, now he's got a sore back. I mean, my goodness, I think at this point, he'd have a sore head from me chewing his butt out. So flip a coin on number two, Acuna being a difference maker. When he's in the lineup, he's got a possibility of being a difference maker. And then number three, can Kenley Jansen deliver? A few days ago, he'd blown three of his last seven save opportunities. Look, Kenley Jansen is shaky right now down the stretch. Very shaky. So my three-point plan of running it back's not looking real good either. That's all I got today as we chop it up. A little down on my Bravos today. And speaking of being down, I've been determined. You know, maybe a month or so ago, we had one of our listeners to the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan contacted me and said, you need to come up with some new show elements. Seems like you're doing a lot of these the same. A lot of the same elements in all the shows, and a lot of them are sponsored, so, you know, they're already sharpied into the show. But we came up with a Say What, where we take this audio clip and play it and then react to it. And today is from Jeff Collins earlier in the week.
Say What! Say what?
Say what?
Say what again?
Say what?
Stop it!
Say what?
Has anybody quit on him?
Here's what. I'm going to try to say this the right way. I have tremendous amount of confidence based on demonstrated ability. Now, has that shown up yet while we've been here? It is not. Do I have faith and belief in the process that we're going about to do? Absolutely. Do I have faith and belief in the young men that are in that locker room that we've recruited, that we've developed to be able to state the next step? Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, Jeff Collins, the head coach for a little bit longer, I guess, down on the flats at Georgia Tech. Hashtag 404. Go see your Waffle House. I'll tell you what, Jeff Collins can talk. I mean, this is one thing. He talked his way into this job. He sold Georgia Tech on him being the guy to replace Paul Johnson. And they gave him a, what was it, a seven-year contract, Nerney? Seven-year deal they gave him. Talk about great talking in the interview process. Can't you see him talking his way through that? Well, I know you're thinking about giving me a five-year deal. What about a seven-year deal? Because, look, we're going to come in here. We're going to take over the Waffle House, man. We're going to hashtag 404. We're going to make it cool to be a member of this Georgia Tech football team again. My goodness, give me that seven-year contract. And boom, there's the seven-year contract. Now, the best I can tell, as far as the buyout goes, I mean, Lord, everybody and their brother knows that his days down at Georgia Tech are numbered. And I don't believe there's any benefit to keeping him around, you know, as far as the money goes. The buyout's concerned. He's going to get a big chunk of change because of that seven-year contract that he got. My goodness, let's make it popular again. Come on down to the flats. We're going to sell this thing. We're going to do a bench press on the 30-yard line prior to football games. Go, 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 go. I mean, he was selling it, but I don't believe there's any benefit to keeping him around as far as the money goes. And then what are you doing in recruiting right now? I mean, how does he go out and recruit? Talk about a tough sell. Come on into Georgia Tech. I know I'm in trouble. They're about to fire me, but man, you're going to love it here. Come on up. Come on up. Hard to sell this right now. Not sure what's going on behind the scenes, but can't imagine Jeff Collins is going to be sticking around much longer. I'm just saying. Especially after Rice Plumlee puts it on him down in Orlando tomorrow. My God, he might have a record-setting day down there. All right, let's head on to the Bulldog Roundtable. Look, and it's not going to be one of those kiss-up-to-the-dog segment this time either.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first time on 15.
Table is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Hal Glaw Group, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Bulldogs number one in college football and a 46-point favorite over Kent State, the Golden Flashes. Sanford Stadium, a noon kickoff. SEC Networks has it for those folks who aren't heading over to Athens tomorrow. Now, SEC Network Plus, you got to have the plus part of it. Yeah, so you might want to research that a little bit, see if you can get the plus. Now, I do know this. The boys down at the coffee shop this morning were complaining. And I had to take the boys into high school today. As I mentioned yesterday, Braden's car is on the blink, so I'm waiting to get the phone call right now. Have they called yet to tell me the bad news? No, no call yet. Waiting on that. So I had to drop the boys off at school this morning. So I was going to stop into the coffee shop before I got on 400 southbound to get a cup of coffee, see what the boys were talking about. And do you know what they were talking about in there? Not about the Dogs being number one. Not about Stetson Bennett being a Heisman favorite or whether that defense is going to be better than it was a year ago. They were talking about this lousy and I mean lousy, home schedule that Georgia's had. The home schedule this year, Samford, now Kent State. You got lousy Auburn coming in soon. Then you get lousy Vanderbilt showing up. Lousy Georgia Tech at the end of the year. Now, you do have the Tennessee Volunteers. Josh Heupel has lifted that program, and that will be the biggest, hottest ticket over in Athens during this home schedule this football season. So thank goodness for that. The boys were really excited about it. We had some of the season ticket holders in there today, and they said they were giving away these other games. I mean, the only game they were hanging on to was Tennessee. And a few of them wanted to see Georgia beat Tech like 100-0, so they wanted to hold on to those tickets. But really, as you look at the home schedule, Tennessee, thank goodness for Heupel, gives the Georgia fan base at least one game to get excited about, making the trip into Athens. You know, a year ago, there was UAB, boring South Carolina, and you had the Paper Tiger, and Kentucky and lousy Missouri, and then you had pitiful Charleston Southern. Now, you did have Arkansas, so there was, you had one game a year ago to get excited about. Man, you got to go back to 2019, the last time Georgia had a home schedule that really showed off more than one decent game. That was a year where Notre Dame came to town. That was a great atmosphere. And then also Texas A&M was in the house that season, too. You had Murray State and Arkansas State. Some of those lousy matchups. And because of the lack of quality home games on the Georgia schedule over the last decade or so, I've now totally reversed my thought process on this Georgia-Florida game. I am now behind Coach Kirby Smart and his desire to move the Georgia-Florida game when Georgia's the home team back to Athens.
Thank you, Buck.
Give this Bulldog, this fan base is one of the more passionate in college football. Give them something to be excited about. Florida coming to town. Now, Kirby's thinking about the recruiting aspect, too, where it gives the recruits a game that they can get excited about and want to come to Athens and be a part of. Right now, they look at the home schedule and they go, oh, Tennessee. I'm not paying big-time money for season tickets. But I would imagine you've got a lot of Bulldog fans that are underwhelmed with the price tag they're paying and the quality of opponent that's coming into Athens. I want to see Kirby sustain the success that we're having right now. And I believe the best way to do that is for the Florida game to come to Athens. Enough of these lightweights coming to town. How do you get excited about that? 404-231-1680, the number, if you want to jump in on that one, give your take. We always appreciate it when you come on the show and interact. That way you can give Nerney and Derek Thomas and Adam a little reprieve for me bringing them on the show constantly during my 42 minutes here. 404-231-1680, the number. Golden Flashes coming to town. Running that spread offense by got the offensive coordinator Bryles, isn't he, from former Baylor dude over there. Colin Slee is their quarterback, a junior out of Maryland. And I can't imagine he is looking forward to facing this Georgia D. Imagine being that guy tomorrow in Athens.
Hey, Buck, so what are you thinking of the line here? It's
46.
40, yeah, you're seeing 46. You touching that one?
I guess should we apologize to Road Dog? Last week, we were saying that 24-point line as far as South Carolina goes was a little high, it seemed like. You know, Georgia's first road game of the year, hostile environment. 24 seemed like a big number. Road Dogg, immediately following the game, I saw him tweet out, hey, that 24-point line was nothing. Nothing to be afraid of. 46? I don't think Kirby really enjoys just piling it on these lightweights that are coming into play. So, Nerney, I don't know if I'd take the I don't know if I'd give up the 46 points.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, the way that he took
y'all
the foot
chastised
off the gas
back there by one of the suits.
Scott, I'm sure I did something wrong, but I wasn't paying attention to him. I would just, much like the Samford game where you take the foot off the gas, I don't think they're going to, well, I mean, hell, maybe they will take the fourth quarter down a few minutes. But I'm with you. I don't think Kirby is necessarily going to be chasing points in this one.
I'd stay away from that line, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, who knows? We could end up with a 10-minute fourth quarter this year or this game or 12 minutes again.
A running clock, maybe.
The running clock. I know. I agree. I think Kirby's going to take his foot off the gas. Stay away from that.
I would love to hear Kirby's pregame pep talk. You know, get him fired up about facing the golden flashes.
Well, if it's anything like some of the postgame talks I've heard, we're not allowed to play it on radio.
You'd have to beep it out.
A lot.
Now, guys, I want you to go out there and I want you to take down Kent State. Lay the hammer down on these guys. Yeah. And then everybody stands up and screams and they trot out the door saying, we're about to win this one 50 to nothing. Want to invite you to check out some of the podcasts we've got here on 680 The Fan. A lot of the on-air hosts have the podcast separate from the shows. I mean, you can listen to the show podcast of all the shows most of the time, I believe. But as far as the podcasts go, Podcast Park brought to you by Associated Credit Union. We've got the football season covered. We've got the Braves covered. We've got high school football covered. Check it out. To get these and all of our podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or the Podcast Park, you can find them there or wherever it is. You get your podcast. We'll come back. One more exciting segment. It's the Buck Blue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Weekend's here, man. Everybody's walking around smiling here at 680 The Fan. Except some of the Braves fans are a little worried. Falcons fans are hard to find. And we've got plenty of college football to talk about. Let's do another little nugget here, college football nugget.
Tasty. Time for the college football nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
LSU's on probation. See the news coming down yesterday. Now, a lot of this had to do with the basketball program, and that scumbag Will Wade. Gone. LSU football program hit, though. One offensive line coach met with recruits during the COVID dead period. Showed them around. Gave them some used team gear they could take back home with them. This coach even drove them through a couple of the neighborhoods near campus in case the mama wanted to move to town when the son was playing for him. So despicable by LSU. So egregious. that a coach would actually meet with recruits, give them some old team gear, and show them around the campus. Can you believe it? I mean, does this deserve the death penalty? I mean, this is so egregious. Probation for LSU. They reduce the number of recruits on official visits during 1 week. They reduce the number of unofficial visits for 1 week. I mean, what a waste of time. What a waste of time. I mean, can you come up with a real violation here? It's terrible. All right, picks of the week. We're sitting there at 1-3 right now. 1-1 last week, though. Had Oklahoma winner over Nebraska. Saints let me down against the Bucks. So picks of the week this week. One college, one pro. I got Clemson -7 taking on Wake Forest. Got Clemson winning the game like 38-13. Wake Forest, as I spoke about earlier in the show, they can't protect their quarterback, Sam Hartman. Tigers with better players. I'm giving up the 7. I'm taking Clemson. Pro game of the week, and I normally don't like to do this, but I'm doing it this time. Taking the Seahawks -1 over my Falcons. I give the Falcons an F. You got the Seahawks trying to bounce back from a loss last week, so they're motivated. They're going to be in front of the 12th man, the home crowd in Seattle. Tremendous edge. Falcons on the road for 2 weeks. My confidence in what we're doing is close to zero. I'll give up the 1 and take the Seahawks. I've got them 4-13. There's my picks of the week. What's popping? Well, tomorrow, UGA Bookstore from 9:30 to 11:30. I'll be there with Richard LeCount, who you saw play in the NFL last night. He'll be there signing autographs. I'll be signing my book, Inside the Hedges. Malcolm Mitchell has his book, Vince Dooley his. They'll be signing too, 9:30, 11:30 at the UGA Bookstore. That's going to do it for me today. Appreciate you hanging out this week. Let's do it again next week. Nick and Chris coming up next. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.